education, and just about everything else. The rules are simple. In every discussion or conversation that is mainly based on opinion, 80% of the opinion is correct and the other 20% is correct. We just need your help to decide who has the 80 and who has the 20. I am Jay Stiles, and of course I am joined by my man on my right hand side, and Jay, the supposed voice of reason.
What's up? What's up, people? Voice of reason here and the county for Jay. How you doing today, sir?
All right, dude. I'm a little tired, a little winded, you know what I'm saying? The spring break vacation.
That's okay.
Took a ride with the whole family. Well, I guess, well, my family and my in-laws.
Yeah. My in-laws, too.
Yeah, in-laws, too. We drove up to Mount Rushmore.
South Dakota. Where there's nothing else but Mount Rushmore. Well, that's okay.
It's nice, though. It's beautiful. It's beautiful, man. I'm telling you. If you've never been, no, you don't have to ever go again. But just go.
I like that.
At least once. You'll enjoy it, man. It was real cool, bro.
That's okay. Look, I'll put you to rest today during the podcast. So you can have all the rest you want.
Ain't gonna happen.
After this mental beatdown, go to sleep. As a matter of fact, just kind of tap out like UFC.
We got a special guest or something coming?
No. I mean, it's going to be like normal.
Man, cut the music. Let's get to this, bro.
Let's get to it.
Let's
okay.
What's the first topic?
I like the intro. I've always liked the intro. You already know that.
Appreciate it.
National debates topics is what we're going to talk about
Let's do it.
So students have been walking out of school because of the safety factor. Schools are routinely now, seems like, unfortunately, there's been some type of tragedy there, regardless if it's Texas, Florida, wherever.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, people have access to guns, and
not just any kind of guns, assault rifles.
Right.
You know, and there are varying opinions out there, man, and I have them and you have them. Everybody has them. You know, and I kind of jumped in there, but you know, my biggest thing, man, is to make sure that we understand when we get into this is that we all want the same thing, which is
peace
and safety,
a safe environment for our kids to learn.
Right.
Regardless if they're 2 or 22.
And teachers to teach and administrators to admin.
Yep.
Yeah. So, so the big thing again was they walked out. Thousands of students across the nation walked out.
Right.
Based
and
mainly
peaceful protest.
Peaceful protest, mainly based on what happened down in Florida, where there was a mass shooting. 17 people lost their lives. 15 of them were students. And this gunman was 19, and he was a former student of the school.
Right.
And actually was able to go online to purchase what's called a bump stock. And so a bump stock, what it does is it turns a semi-automatic weapon into an automatic weapon. And it's fairly inexpensive. And so
this is basically a hack, what we would call a hack for a gun.
It's a hack for a gun. And, you know, there's so many things to delve into. And we really don't have the time to do that.
We can get a little discussion in, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, you talk about, when I say delve, I mean like from the FBI knowing about this kid like 2 years earlier or two years prior to the deputy sheriff who failed to even go inside and hid behind a pillar or a column outside while the shooting was going on. I mean, you know, to Betsy DeVos, who really is, dude, it's so much to get into. But, you know, she's now talking about arming teachers.
No, that's totally not the issue. And that's, you don't solve violence with more violence. I mean, if anything, that Dr. King, Malcolm X, and all of our forefathers have taught us is that obviously the standard, the status quo now is not enough. Like having, you know, one police officer per high school or middle school or whatever it is. In my opinion, it's not enough. I mean, if the students are letting you know, hey, this is not a safe environment and we don't feel safe, the old ways, and Jay, I'm going to give you a point where I definitely believe this applies because you tell me this all the time. At least as far as teaching math, I do believe that the old ways are best. But however, when it comes to now safety, I don't believe that the old ways are the proper ways anymore.
Yeah, no.
I think that things need to be revved up. And unfortunately, rich white people, I think y'all got to come out of pocket. And it really is for everybody. But those of you who have, I do believe it's more time to contribute, because that might be your child that is a unfortunate victim of a tragedy. We don't change until something negative happens. But again, the wonderful thing about a protest, especially from our youngsters, is that they are recognizing, hey, this could be us one day. So let's try to change now. And I just think it's interesting. You know, some of the protests would get kickbacks and a negative reaction. And I'm like, do you not understand that this affects all of us? So I'm definitely supportive of the walkouts. Now, to be a teacher and be supportive, you know, I wouldn't want anybody to walk out of my class. Right. But to be honest, I would understand. And I might actually stand with them. You know, now I got some seventh graders. And obviously, they're 12.
Now, remember, this walkout, we have to remember, is the walkout is not just the high school kids. These are also middle school kids that were walking out.
Great, because I've only seen footage of, like, the colleges some of the high schools. I did not know it was middle.
This is middle and high school. That's some great. Middle and mainly high school kids that have been walking out. So,
good.
You know, some people have been saying that this is historic because it's not just, you know, a race cause or a racial cause or...
This is a human cause.
This is a youth cause, and it's involving all races.
Yeah.
And now you have majority white kids or Caucasian kids or non-minority kids that are actually
speaking out
and in front of this. So, yeah, I mean, kudos. It's big. It's nice. It's huge. But, you know, one of the things I always want to caution people about is making sure that when we do see this is that we take into account, what is the end goal? What is it that you want to accomplish with this? Because you can walk out for anything.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the same thing with the kneeling and the protest. You know, you can kneel all you want to, but what is it solving? What are you going to do behind it? Now that you have the attention, what's next? Now, for them, for the high school kids, especially the college kids, this is when your vote counts. Midterms are coming up. You got a lot of people scared. You got a lot of people running to try and cover their butts. So to me, this is now the time for action for those kids. If you just walk out and protest, it means nothing. It absolutely means nothing because you did it and nothing happened. Nothing came of it. You know, it says in the Bible, you know, works.
Faith without works is dead. Right. Which means you got to put some hustle behind that muscle.
Hey, that's it.
Some muscle behind the hustle.
That's it. All right. And we'll talk about this even more as more things come about with it. But let's go ahead and let's jump. I know we want to talk more about it, but let's jump into the next thing.
Okay. There's no way I can really segue from a serious topic to now athletic competition. So Final Four. March Madness. We'll get into that. Yeah, it's we're here mid March.
It is upon us.
One shining moment. Ooh, see, like how I did that?
I did not.
So anyway,
I did not.
One of the stars of college basketball.
Yep.
Is a point guard who's very dynamic. His name is Trae Young. He's a freshman from Oklahoma. He's averaging 27.4 points a game. And then also he's averaging 9 assists as a freshman.
In a great conference.
In a super duper.
Some would say the best in the nation.
Conference. Now, unfortunately, they got bounced last night.
Yeah, they did.
It wasn't his fault because he had 28 points and he was like 10 for 19. It wasn't on him.
Okay, I give you that.
But so obviously, you know, people are asking, should he stay? Should he go? So I pose that to you, Jay. Should Trae Young stay at Oklahoma and continue to refine and hone his skills, or should he get that money?
So I think barring any...
And this is 80-20 topic official.
Major, yeah, no doubt. We gotta get a sound effect for that. Barring right. any major injury, I do believe he should stay. And
okay.
And I'll tell you why, man. Stats you threw out, fantastic.
28-9.
But I think what I see more and more teams are looking for are players that make your team better.
Okay.
And so individually, yeah, absolutely. If this was maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago,
yeah,
he probably would be number one pick overall with stats like that. But now that you're looking at teams, you have, you know, the DeRozans and you have the Balls that just came out, you know, and you have cats that individually are they're great, but how are they helping their team to win? Are they making their team better? And I think even with the 9 assists and average 9 assists is fantastic, but how are you past that? Are you making your team better? Is your team able as a team to overcome any obstacles because of you? I don't think he has it yet. And so you can possibly learn it in the NBA, or you can take one more year. And yeah, I understand there's injury and there's possible less money, but I think where he's sitting and the other talent that's out there, he's probably maybe, I think you said 8. Would you say he would probably
get drafted? I'm listening. The range where he'll probably get drafted is from number 8 all the way down to 20, somewhere in there.
If he stays another year, why not shoot for that lottery? I mean, to me, if he stays another year and makes his team better, he can now up his stock from 8 to one of those lottery spots, 1, 2, or 3.
Okay. So here's
Voice of Enlightenment.
Officially, let me put my voice of reason cap on. And let
voice
me
voice of what?
Reason. So here it is. I understand all your points, and there's some valid points in there. Now, however, 9 assists tells me that this guy is a willing passer. Okay. So we haven't heard anybody come out of the University of Oklahoma since Blake Griffin. And that's been about 10 years spanned. 28 points tells us that he can shoot. Now, yes, he did have free reign in Oklahoma. He could pick any shot he wanted. He's a pick and roll player. Now, that's going to benefit you, obviously, in the point guard dominated pros. He is lean. He is slight. I promise he's really not 6'2", like the stats say. To me, he looks about 5'10 when you're out there. So he's going to get bullied. But it doesn't mean he still can't be productive.
Isaiah Thomas type?
Yep.
How you feel about Isaiah Thomas right now? Just
hot,
curious.
Hot and cold.
Because all that you're saying is
describes Thomas. Okay.
Isaiah Thomas.
I don't mind that because Isaiah Thomas led a underdog team
yes.
to the playoffs.
He did.
You know, the 2 years that he was Mr. Fourth Quarter, and yes. that's why he's got that inflated ego. Maybe you might want to say a chip on his shoulder. But Trae Young's 19. I think that, again, you strike while the iron's hot.
But I'm going to say, go ahead. You didn't interrupt me. I'm not going to interrupt you. Go ahead.
I appreciate it. But I definitely think that in this point guard heavy league, at the very least, he can be a role player. And then at his best, with potential and learning and all that, I do believe he can be a dynamic scorer. So, again, Ant J 1, J Stocks 0.
I don't think so, bro, because here's another stat that you didn't throw out.
Go ahead.
Was his rebounds.
Like Isaiah, none.
Actually, he's almost averaging 4 rebounds.
Oh, well, that's even greater. That's
no,
great.
Here's the problem with that.
Okay.
If your point guard is averaging 4 rebounds a game, what's the rest of your team doing?
And this is what my point was, because we haven't heard anything from Oklahoma since Blake Griffin.
So here's my problem with that.
The supporting cast is a little light.
So if it's like love, you know what I'm saying, and where he was. And it's like,
they only miss you when you're gone.
I mean, and it's like, Garnett when he was in Minnesota, you're great. And it's even, and I can name more and more,
right. Good players on bad teams,
good players on bad teams,
suck up stats.
Somebody's got to show, you know, shoot and score. I mean, he has 42% free throw. Not free throw, but field goal percentage.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's the free reign. I can shoot anywhere. I can shoot at any time.
So that's.
But you can hone that in.
But that's concerning, you know, with 42%. And then now his threes, I like his threes.
He's the best dude on a team full of. What was the old Emmitt Smith quote?
He's like 36%. He's like 36. So for every three shots, he's going to make one of them. He's 36% from threes. That's awesome. Now. You're getting rebounds. Long shots equal long rebounds.
Right.
Number one. So when you get four rebounds a game, that concerns me. Again, long shots, long rebounds, 42%.
Again, the 42%, I believe, can be corrected. Obviously, you have NBA players who can help you out with that. Like, let's say he gets paired up with a Devin Booker.
Man.
That would be awesome. I mean, they're going to be in the lottery, so why not? He's like not. Orlando?
He's not.
You don't think so?
Who?
I'm talking Trae about. Young? Yeah.
You think he's going to be in the lottery?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He will be.
I said 8 to 20.
You did.
By definition, lottery is to.
To 12. I got you.
Okay. Actually, it's 13. 13. Okay.
I got you. But here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about 8 to 13.
Right.
He stays another year, more money, better stock. And can understand how the game is to be played.
Well, a lot of times when kids go early, they say, and the pundits
who's that?
Say
the pundits, not pugnits. That's
thank
a,
you.
That's a dog.
I appreciate that. They say, well, you might get hurt that year, and then your draft stock regresses. Again, why not strike while the iron is
true
hot?
But you're maybe 6'2". 180 pounds.
Correct.
And you're going to try and drive on these men?
No. You're going to stay back and shoot jump shots like you did in college, and that's why you were successful.
No, that's not.
I mean, he's tricky with the basketball. Like, I've seen a couple games.
He is.
And when he's hot, he's hot. Like, he's
again,
limitless range.
How many minutes are in a game? Do they play
for college?
Yeah.
40.
40 minutes. Do you know how many minutes he averaged?
I do not.
35.4.
That's the whole game. He basically had a cup of Gatorade, and coach was like, get your ass back in there.
So another concerning issue.
He's young. We can't play 30 minutes a game. I can't play 30 seconds without getting tired. And then full court.
Can't even walk 30 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm just – to me, there's just a lot of things that I see that I say, ooh, it's too high, it's too much, or it's not enough. I would rather him get the opportunity, better opportunity to learn in the system. And it seems like to me maybe this.
And you can't learn and get paid
Oklahoma,
at the same time?
I mean,
okay. Because wherever he's going to go, he's going to play.
And see, here's the other thing, you know, and what we really need to do is pull up. You know, how they're projected right now.
The mock drafts?
Yeah, the mock drafts, how they're projected. I mean, it's not set in stone, but I mean, you pretty much know who's who.
Right, the athletes basically go 1 through 10 or whatnot, right. And then
and, well, your specialty I'm talking about players. What teams are looking for what.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Well, we know the Mavericks won't pick them.
No.
But, I mean, there are enough bad teams who need a point guard.
That's true.
Like I said, I named two of them already.
You did. And so he won't go in that top 3, 4, 5.
No.
And so now you're talking
about. But Steph about went 6.
Man, everybody, oh my gosh, everybody pulls out this Steph factor. Well, Steph went 6. Steph.
They are similar. And you had Ricky Rubio and freaking Johnny Flynn went ahead of the greatest shooter of all time. Like, that's. Oh.
Are we putting that on him now?
Why not?
I mean, there is one Mr. Raymond Allen who, I mean, I would consider.
Ray has done it for so long and so consistent. But Steph literally.
I would consider that greatest of all time.
Steph literally changed the game. Like, he didn't only change the NBA game. Like, he changed 2K. Like, he changed where people defend.
Let's wrap it up. We're going to talk about that all day.
Yeah, maybe that's another 80-20. Let's put that on the board.
Next.
All right, freestyle topic coming up here. Let's talk a little bit about March Madness. What's going on? Who you like? Big programs? Little programs? Man. What's the 411?
Man. honestly, I think it's probably going to run chalk, man. I just don't see, you know, Jay Billis. I was watching Jay Billis on Scott Van Pelt the other night, and he made a great point.
Good program.
Yo, no doubt. He said out of the 16 teams that played, 13 of the top seeds won. One of them was a 8-9. Yeah. So, you know, that's kind of, you dismiss that. And then the other two were legitimate upsets. We had Butler in Arizona and who was the other one? Do you remember?
Butler, Arizona lost.
Who was three?
Yeah, Arizona. No, Miami was the three.
Miami was the three, and they lost to...
Miami lost to some small school.
Yeah, but basically, I mean, everybody's winning.
Last second shot.
Everybody's winning. So, to me, Kentucky, I'm kind of looking at Kentucky like, I'm not going to say it's theirs to lose.
You were just literally about to say that.
I was, but I'm not. So, it's pretty much up to them.
You know, like Duke?
Duke's all right. You know, I've never liked Duke.
You know, that's so funny because I've
good team.
I've liked Duke, and you've never liked Duke.
I've never liked Duke, and maybe it's just because of, you know, Michigan.
You don't like winners. That's the problem.
That's not true. It's not true.
So it's okay.
I guess you like the Patriots?
Yes.
Sucker.
I like the Patriots. Now, here's the thing. I have always liked Duke, but I don't like Grayson Allen. But I do like Duke.
What? He's the new Christian Leighton.
Oh, no.
He's the new
Christian
Leighton.
Christian had game and could back it up. True. I just.
But he was dirty. Let's be honest. He was dirty. He did the same thing.
Okay, but this dude
that
is
Grayson
like.
Allen is doing.
He's like J.J. Redick and like, Zaza Pachulia all like wrapped in one.
Like Christian Leighton stepped on cats, elbowed cats, pushed them, got into fights. I mean, that's the same thing that Grayson Allen is doing, but he has a better shot. Christian Leighton had a better shot.
Christian Leighton was the freaking man in college. Like, he was.
Would you consider him, like, the best college player of all time?
No, but I would consider him the best college player in his era. Like, there was God, and then there was Christian Laettner in basketball. Like, he literally could do no wrong.
He went up against some of the best.
Oh, yeah, and he beat the best.
Like, Shaquille.
Yeah.
Alonzo Mourning.
I lost to them all. I lost to Christian.
I'm saying, dude, he came up against some pretty
formidable. Fab Five.
Yeah, the Fab Five.
But you know what? I know this is a little sidebar.
It is. We can't.
You did can't. It. I got to. How come we don't know? Because,
let's go.
College teams like we used to. You remember
one and duns.
But we used to like memorize rosters.
Yeah, one and duns.
Because they stayed. They advanced in the tournament. Yeah. We knew who they were.
Yeah.
Like the 90s Arizona Razorbacks. Oh, yeah. You know, the 40 minutes of hell.
You mean Arkansas?
Yeah, Arkansas. I'm sorry about that.
And Arizona was good too.
Corliss Williamson, Todd Day, Thurman. Like, I still remember that.
Yeah.
Athletic. Gosh. Yeah. Yeah. But that's the thing. We knew teams.
I mean,
we knew
Duke.
Who they were.
Duke, Michigan.
North Carolina, the Vince Carters, Rasheed Wallace's, Eric Montrose.
Yeah.
Like, and we could see these new guys come in and we could see their temperament, their identity, their personality, and we could become fans of them in college. Yeah. Now, I'm lucky if I know five people worldwide, like nationally.
Yeah.
Other than Trae Young, I know about the big boy from Arizona.
I think his name is Tommy or something like that.
Alton.
Alton, that's it. Yeah, Alton.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's unfair.
He's number one pick overall.
I want to know these teams. Yeah, and but because of the one and done, yeah, I don't get a chance to know them.
You lose interest, and you would rather watch. And it's funny because in the pro in the pros, when it comes to NFL, and this is sidebar, see, this is how you do things.
You do it too.
Whatever. In the pros, in football, you enjoy the college game more, I think, than the pros. And in basketball, it's opposite. You enjoy the pro game more than the college because you have one and dones and
because of name recognition.
Name recognition.
And you know who they are because you see them on TV over and over and over again.
That's it. All right, bro. We got to go. Get to the next one.
Oh, the next one hurts.
Got to do it.
What do you make of the lack of Dallas Cowboy free agent acquisitions or lack thereof? Like, they have been quiet as church mice.
This is typical, though. This is typical.
Typical?
This is typical. Think about it. Over the last 10 years, who have they signed? Who have they gone out and actively sought aside from Carr? You know what I'm saying? It's nobody. They don't do that. They do not go and find big name talent. Pac-Man Jones, I think, was probably the last one that I could say was big name talent. I mean, he was a bust for us. He did all right, but he wasn't, you know, anything really to say, oh my gosh, Pac-Man Jones. They don't do that. They don't do that. So
this is so frustrating because
yeah, it's frustrating. But what are you going to do about it? Go buy the team. You got $4 billion. Knowing Jerry, you got five in your pocket. You got $5 billion. You got five B's there.
But I think that the problem this year,
you're probably.
I mean, that's a great point. The problem this year is because we see a young nucleus, and I know that they've. But, you know, the offensive line, that's a pretty penny right there. I get that.
Yep.
But as I know the rules for the NFL, that money is not guaranteed. So basically in the offseason, you can cut who you want when you want. Why is Dez still here if he – see, that's the thing. Because they're not active,
yeah,
they're basically saying we're going to stay with the same guys.
Yep.
And it seems like year after year,
man,
our depth, what little depth we have, disappears because other teams sign our guys. Like the linebacker who just left, Hitchens. And everybody's talking about, well, at least I heard some that we are.
He franchised.
Well, he's gone.
No, not Hitchens. We franchised
the lineman.
Yeah.
Lawrence. Oh, yeah. Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's at least one good thing.
Yeah, but it's
but why re-sign Williams, right? We've had that discussion. We're not impressed with him at all. And my thing about Dez is, you know, I'm sorry, it's that old Janet Jackson song, What Have You Done For Me Lately?
Oh, man, absolutely.
He has not separated, and he's a year older.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm tired of seeing balls bounce off his hands, off his chest.
Dude.
Yeah, look, if you're going to be the number one, then you have to catch like a number one. So my deal is, and it's frustrating to see all these wide receivers switch teams.
Yeah.
You had Watkins switch teams.
Yep.
Amendola switch teams.
Yep.
Jordy Nelson switch teams.
Yep.
But we can't address that at all. And then.
Supposedly or reportedly they, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Reportedly they made a run. They did make a run at Watkins. Reportedly, but they got outbid. Now, you know, I think that's odd that you get outbid, but it is what it is, and the money is what it is.
So, but the kicker is the corners, because we haven't really had a good corner since Terrence Newman in his prime.
Ooh,
I was gonna say Deion Sanders, but
wow, that's too far.
But that's why I said Terrence Newman in his prime.
Yeah.
We can count on him.
Yeah,
but here's the thing. Do you realize there's at least five star corners who have signed with other teams or got traded to another team?
Mm-hmm.
Sherman, Peterson from Arkansas. I don't know if he signed anywhere yet, but I do know that they cut him.
I think he did. Who else? Picked up, I'm not sure.
There was a big name from the LA Rams cornerback, I believe, that signed elsewhere. The guy from the Patriots who got cut, benched in the Super Bowl, Butler.
Yeah. Butler, yeah.
He got signed. I think Tlaib.
He got signed.
From Denver? He's on another team now.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. Like, other teams are addressing their needs.
Yeah.
Why not us?
That's not what we do, man.
Man, that is frustrating.
So yeah. We made it.
So we're just destined to be 8-8 again, 7-9.
I mean, here's another thing, dude. And Dominican Sue is out there.
Right. I can understand why they don't get him.
Okay.
Because from everything I've heard, he's like one of these players that's like Haynesworth. He plays when he wants to.
I got you.
And then, too, you know, our line is really the strength of the defense.
Yeah.
We don't necessarily need to upgrade that. But I see your point, too. Look, if you're going to have a trash cornerback group, then you might as well have the best defensive line possible.
You got to get after that QB, because here's what people don't realize or remember. Remember those 90s cornerbacks? Before Deion, do you remember them?
You're talking about
Dallas.
You mean like Everson Walls and that group, or are you talking about between Everson Walls and Deion Sanders?
Yeah, between them. Do you remember them?
Kevin Smith,
mm-hmm.
Larry Brown,
mm-hmm.
Isaac Holt.
Mm-hmm. You know what they were? Trash. But guess what we got? 3 Super Bowls. You know why? Because of that defensive line got after that QB. You had linebackers, yeah. And you had defensive linemen.
You had sure tackling linebackers.
True.
They were no names.
True.
But they were fast.
Ken Norton.
Yeah, I wish we'd have kept them.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But they were sure.
Yeah.
And they were fast.
Yes.
Now, some of them may have been dumb, but at least they were fast.
They were fast. They
could
get to the ball.
They could tackle.
They could definitely do that. So, I mean, when we start talking about cornerbacks –
Friend is pressure.
Remember, my example always leads back to Larry Washington.
The safety?
No. The cornerback.
Leonard Washington, number 37?
Larry Washington.
Larry Brown.
Brown. Okay. Went to the Raiders.
Yeah, Larry Brown.
MVP. Super Bowl MVP.
Looked up. Zone corner.
Because of
O'Neal, yeah.
Pressure.
I got you.
He signs this huge contract with the Raiders, doesn't finish the season as a starter. I think he was benched halfway through.
Well, they realized he was his own corner.
Well, they realized that he was garbage.
Playing a man.
Garbage.
And that's not his.
Garbage. It's not what he does.
Had a great game.
Awesome game. Because of pressure.
Yeah.
So, they got to get rid of Dez because Dez is not going to take a pay cut. Dez still thinks he's number one.
But that's the thing. My whole thing is this. If they're going to keep Dez, then we need to become run-oriented because
– Well, we only got one running back.
And that's another thing. DeMarco Murray is literally out there, and I would love to see him come back.
Yeah.
Like everybody else, if you don't want – Ezekiel to have 30 carries.
Right.
Let's have Ezekiel with 20 and then Murray with 15.
Morris
that
is gone.
Boy.
And you got the other boy back.
Anyway, I would love that.
It would be great, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
You and I both know that.
I know.
What's next?
Oh, nostalgia-based 80-20 topic. This is the one that I've been waiting on.
Well, then let's go.
All day.
Let's get to it.
So we are children of the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. You know we're considered, I think, millennials?
I have no idea. I'm an old dude as far as my kids tell me.
I think. No, we're not. We're...
We're before, X, yeah, that, that sounds right before, about right.
We're generation. We're right before millennials. We're at the end of Generation X.
Okay, so we're millennials.
We're
millennials. X-lennials.
Okay, let's do it.
Top 5.
Yeah.
Childhood crushes from TV/movies.
Yeah. Oh, is the movies?
Well, I mean, I just assumed we can stay TV because all mine are from TV.
Mine are from TV.
Yeah. Okay, let's stay. All okay, right. You want me to start it? You want to talk?
You can tell you're smiling through the
I am.
Jeez Louise. Go ahead, man.
Okay.
Let me not
impede. Okay, number 5.
Boy, before you go.
Yeah.
I was just joking. Go ahead.
Okay. Number five.
So who you gonna pick?
From the shows.
Is this in order?
Yeah, mine are in order, but you don't like order, so order. That's fine.
Chaos. Go ahead. Come on, we're waiting.
From the shows.
I had to clear your throat.
Punky Brewster and Family Matters.
Here we go.
Cherry Johnson. Even her name is sweet. She was so fine. Oh my gosh. You know Cherry Johnson was fine. Holy crap. And then I seen it on YouTube. She's still fine.
That's good.
Still got those lips. Oh my gosh.
That's what's up, bro.
Whew. All right.
Am I next?
Yes.
In no particular order.
I understand. I want, well, who's the hottie?
Now, I don't remember her actual name.
Okay.
But the character's name on Boy Meets World was
Ms. Topanga Lawrence. Woo woo. Danielle Fisher.
That's it. Thank you, sir.
Boy.
Hello.
Yes.
She can get it, man.
She can get it now. Have you seen Girl Meets World? She is the exact same.
Yeah.
She is the exact. And you know what? There was that time later in the season's run when she was thick.
She started to thicken up, man.
Yeah. Like that was the college.
Like some cornstarch and some
cornbread.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was eating back then.
Yeah, she was.
Boy, that was a good one.
That's it.
Because I loved Boy Meets World.
I don't know about that. Or Girl Meets World or whatever his
name. No, I watched it. It was the sequel.
Yeah. I get that. But yeah, that was it. Topanga.
Like, yummy.
Topanga.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yummy.
Who's your next one?
Man, that one.
Do you, huh?
No, that's just good memories. I think
Voice
every boy
of enlightenment
in our. In our age grade, knows exactly about
Voice
who Topanga is.
Voice of Enlightenment.
Whew, I got to calm down.
Please do.
All right, number four for me.
Number four.
Winnie Cooper.
Hey, quit looking at my list.
Winnie.
That's mine too.
Those eyes and that. I don't know, Kevin. She was always indecisive.
Winnie Cooper.
But that's what I liked about her, because when Cooper. She looked like she don't know.
She tilted her head to the side.
Man, I don't know.
Winnie Cooper.
I'd be like, I know.
Winnie Cooper.
Like, you don't need Fred Savage.
Let's go. Come on, let's go. Because you sit on this all day.
Yours. What's yours?
Mine was Winnie Cooper as well. She's on my list.
High five. There it is.
Slap. There it is. So I'll go ahead and go to
your number
next
three.
One.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I got six.
That's okay.
All right. So my next one, oh man, I gotta choose. This is in our lifetime, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna put Lark Voorhees.
There it is. Like you told me, stop looking at my list. Lark was Voorhees. Top three for me.
For those who don't know who Lark Voorhees is,
Lisa Turtle
on Saved by the Bell. I don't even understand how, even in the show, they wrote that she liked Screech. I'm like, nah.
No. Screech liked her. She didn't she never liked.
But they kind of hooked up, I think, like one of the episodes or so. Yeah, it happened. I didn't like it, though. I didn't like it.
Now, what they did was, in the middle of the
rubbing
run.
Hands off of there.
What's up?
I'm talking about Screech.
Dude, in the middle of the run, because it happened in real life, she was dating Zach for real life, and they wrote it in the show.
Yes.
Zach dated almost everybody except for Jesse.
But and she's the one that turned out to strip in movies.
Hey.
Hello. Hello there.
Okay, so you took one of mine.
Yeah.
All right, now this one was a movie. Okay, 1991. The movie is called Career Opportunities. And I need you to YouTube it if you don't know who I'm talking about. But she was so fine. I would have watched the movie just for her. Her name is Jennifer Connelly. Have you seen this?
I've heard the name. I've never seen it. It sounds like
First off, it was like an 80s movie, but it was in the 90s.
That's even worse.
But like the if you see, I'm serious. YouTube Jennifer Connelly and Career Opportunities. You'll see why. And she had a breast reduction after this movie. So she was banging. Like, she's got this like wife beater on, and her curves are lovely. Holy moly. Those of you who have seen it, just YouTube it. And oh my gosh, this girl can get it over and over again. Like
Oh yeah.
So he's just now doing it.
I gotcha, yeah.
She's got a scene in this movie where she can get it. Riding on, you remember?
A horse.
Yes.
The little 25 cent.
You put it in and it rocks up and down.
Yeah. It's good.
Boy.
Oh, we got to go. Okay. Was that your last one?
No. Because you had six. I want to hear yours.
Really?
Who's your next one?
Bernadette Stannis.
See, I knew you was going to say Thelma from Good Times.
I had to.
That's all right. I'll let you keep that one.
Okay.
She's fly.
I'll go to
and she got
one.
Better with age.
She did.
Boy.
Amazing.
Okay, mine.
How many do you have? Eight.
No. You had six, so I put one more down because I have five. It's only fair.
It's lies.
I'm going to stay.
Lies.
I'm serious. You saw me right now.
Go ahead.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen. Kelly Kapowski.
What?
And she got better with age, too. Because she was a cute white girl, but as she got older, she was fine. Like sexy.
Boy, like, we said in that era.
I know, but she's in the era. She did. Lisa Turtle's co-worker.
This is true.
Okay. And you had it on your list, so I don't want to hear it. Let's go. Who's your next one?
So my final one.
Final.
Again, this is in no particular
final.
Order.
Final. I hope final it's not the same, but I'm thinking it might be.
Probably is.
Yep.
Miss One Felicia Rashad.
Ooh.
Miss Claire Huxtable.
Ours is different, but I like that one.
I like some old. Hey, she was class personified.
When she was dancing in that blue dress.
Dude, when she started speaking that Spanish, I was like, oh my God, I don't know what you're saying, but oh my God, that's so nice.
Man, get it?
Dude, I mean, I couldn't have been more than a six. That's my first, you know what I'm saying? I was like 6, 7 years old. I was like, oh my God. Like, there's others. Please know there are others. But that one, like, that's a lady. Like, the others are not ladies. They're not ladies. They're trashy.
No. It's like, but the others are girls. This is trashy. A woman.
They're women, but they're trashy women. Mm. But this is a woman. It's like, that's how they should all be. They should all be like that.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like
Claire
that.
Claire Huxtable. Shout out to you. You can still get it.
Claire Huxtable.
You can still get
the
it.
The true combustible Huxtable.
Even at 79, I still give it.
Man, look at here. Okay, so my last one. Tatiana Ali.
Okay.
You remember at the time we said age appropriate.
Yeah.
Tatiana Ali.
She's a little bit younger than us.
That's okay. Hey, Steve Urkel tried to get it.
On that, we're going to be out. Yo. You've been listening to
Tatiana, if you are listening, you can call me now.
Yo, we appreciate you listening to 8020. Always comment. Hit us up on our Facebook page, 8020 Who Is Right. You can also hit us up on our webpage. Let me find that.
Webpage is Cherry Johnson, I love you.
No, it's not. Please don't do that. blogtalkradio.com/8020wr.com. That's actually where you can hear us. You can check us out on our website, 8020wir, which is Who Is Right. .com. Yo, check us out. Aunt JJ Styles. Be out. Be good. Be blessed. Be you. Peace.
Tiffany Amber, call me.